ran a professional job through to the next round.
Yep. The girls, we knew again coming into this was a difficult time. With the girls playing on Wednesday night and less than 24 hours to recover for this match tonight, it was always going to be difficult and tricky. And the first half showed that we were a bit tired, and some players have come in that haven't got much game time after a while, so it took them 45 minutes to get into it. But the second half was a far better performance, and you know, we picked it up there and we got the job done, so we're into the semi-final of the League Cup.
New signing Nicole Graham, hat-trick tonight?
Done very well since she's come in, and she's filled in that number, that lone striker role, very, very well. And she's actually, you know, it's probably a strike of luck that we got there. Deborah McCarthy got out injured, and we put her in there, and she hasn't looked out of place since she's slotted in there. So it's been great, and she's done very, very well.
Nice to see Rebecca McConnell back from university tonight.
Yeah, great to see her back, and not quite there in 90 minutes yet, but you know, we're just building her up. So she got 30 minutes there tonight, and she looked that she's obviously a wee bit of work to do, but it's great to have her back. And again, the girls love to see her back in the changing room tonight, because she has a bit of a character, and you know, she creates that buzz in the changing room. So yeah, it's great to have her back.
And Debbie McCarthy come on as a sub there, back from injury tonight too.
Great to see Debbie get back and get it 40 minutes under her belt. You know, hopefully on Monday night now she plays in the county anthem and gets another 90 minutes as well.
And obviously Monday night, it's, you know, no rest for the wicket here, is it?
No, the games keep coming thick and fast, and it has been a very, very, very difficult time for us, you know. And we can only just concentrate at each game. And now the next game is St. Matt's in the County Antrim, which I'll make no qualm about. It's one cup that I want to do well.
We won it last year, so we want to defend it, don't we?
Of course, you know, all the pressure's on us. But we'll go out there, we'll give it our best shot. You know, these things are never easy. But I've got faith in the players. The players have been superb throughout the week. They've been working hard throughout pre-season and the start of the season. So we'll just keep plugging away and keep working on the training field and trying to keep them performances and that standard up, because this is what this club deserves.
Looking at Monday night, special memories of that County Antrim Shield win last year, wasn't it? That famous night.
It'll never be fresh off my mind. You know, it was a special time for me. Obviously bringing the first piece of silverware to Limfies Ladies since it started, which is a credit to the coaching staff and a credit to the playing staff, because they worked so hard, and it's great to see the girls get that recognition, you know, in this female game, because you know, I think they don't get enough credit as they deserve, because they're fantastic, and you know, the sooner the game comes in a professional manner in this country, the better.
And Kirsty McGuinness, Sarah Vennie, able to have a bit of, you know, rest time tonight?
Yeah, the squad, we knew the squad's big, and the players that came in tonight, Nicola Gray, Nikki McWilliams, Debbie McCarthy came back in, Una Stewart from the reserves, you know, they've done fantastic, and they've given our senior players a bit of a rest, but they haven't done themselves any harm for putting themselves in the spotlight and getting more game time in the first team squad.
Una Stewart was really impressive out there tonight, wasn't she?
Great find. Una came from us from Crusaders, and since she's come in, she's done very, very well. Hard in the tackle, wins a lot of ball and does things simple, which is good. You know, so I'm very, very pleased.
Lindsay Curry went off injured the other night, but she was here tonight. What any latest there?
Not as bad as we first thought. So Lindsay has a strained ligament in her ankle, and hopefully she's only out for maybe 5 to 7 days. So it's touch and go whether she makes a Cliftonville game on Wednesday night or not.
But looking good, looking good for getting to Bosnia in a few weeks.
Yes, I think her performance is on the pitch, and she's fought herself through that wee niggly injury. But I hold the highest respect for them girls. Ashley Hutton leads by example. Lindsay Corey leads by example. Sarah Vennie leads by example. Yeah, and some of the younger players, Sarah Haddock stepping up, who was captain tonight in replace of Sarah. It's been fantastic, and they're growing in character as we go along.
Well done tonight, and good luck on Monday night.
Thank you.